Let's go.
Now this Tosfos, the first time I read this Tosfos, I didn't chap what his kasha was. And I happened to notice the Marsha. And I didn't know what the Marsha wanted. And I looked back at Tosfos and I chapped how beautiful this Marsha is. Marsha explaining Tosfos' kasha. What do I mean? So listen to this. What's bothering Tosfos, okay? The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Oimer Odin Debita Ketana Tziva Kibli Kedusheich. You could tell the Ketana to be Makaba the Kedushin. How do I know that? From Yez Be Yehuda. Lav Amar Yez Be Yehuda, Moitz Rishonis Lav the Kedushin. They knew. You can Meshai Ba Shavaputo Hab Kedushi. The Shavaputo that she has left to work. And he tells her, you know what, you're putting from working that Shavaputo, the Kedushin's Chal. So who was Makaba that? That kesef, or that shova kesef. She was, not the father. Who had then, in a regular case of Kedushin, that the father is marrying off his ketava, he could say, you know, you go and be makabel the Kedushin. So Toysa starts out like this, tamer. My osu lashminin, what's the chiddush? Pshita. Lama lois is kaddish. Even if I said to you, give money to Joe Schmo, and my daughter will be Mitzkadesh to you, it would work. That's the Gemara we had earlier on in Dab Zayin. You can tell his daughter to take the money. What's the difference if he tells Joe Schmo, if he tells his daughter? It should work with the Narvis. I don't need Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda for that. Now, we mentioned when we were talking this out that it could be that this Tosfos is very much mashma that he holds, like the lumdus of the Ritva and the Rishonim, who say that the lumdus of Arvis is that I receive a nod that you listened to me and told me where to put it. That's what's mashma in Tosfos. Why? Because if Tosfos here would hold like the other lumdus, which was the other lumdus was Tosfos and Bava Metzia, that the pshat is when the makabel receives it, it's ki'ilu, it goes through the makabel, and it's ki'ilu, I'm getting it. So, for that to be sure to speak out, you need the makabel to be a bar kinyan. Toysis deals later with how can a cotton be koina. But right now, that didn't seem to bother Toysis, how can a cotton be koina. So the punch of the mashmaos of Tosfos is, yeah, like the Rishon, that it doesn't matter what I tell you to do with the money. I can tell you to throw the money in a rock, but after pichin it works with an arvis. That's the mashmaos of Tosfos in his kasha. There's another mashmaos to that. I'll tell you in a second. But that's his kasha. Why not use arvis? Why not learn it from arvis? Then he says like this. Now maybe you want to answer my kasha by saying, over here it's not shaykh the din of arvis. Why not? Why wouldn't it be Shaykh? Taha loy diba the Makadish. He never spoke to the Makadish. He never told the Makadish to give it. Now this line also, I think, is mashma to me that Tosfos held like those we showing him. Because again, if the Pshat and Arvis is when the Makabel receives it, it's as if I received it. So why should I be totally whether I told you to do it or not? I'm not sure if that's a riot. I was thinking, the pshat that I get, I know that you listen to me, then I hear much more why it's totally, and I told you to do it and you did it. Yeah, but maybe it's not such a riot. Maybe even if you held the other, maybe this line of Tosfos is not such a riot. Maybe even if you held the other way, of a soif kol soif, well, I'm not sure. If you held the other way, the other lungus, that Arvis is the pshat.
If it's the way we initially thought, then why does it matter who he talks to at all?
No, then it's very good. What you initially thought?
No.
That's a no that I listen to you?
If it's a no that I listen to you, right.
Then it's very good. Then the b'chitem is very good. I'm saying the other way, I'm not sure. Either way, Tosfos seems to be holding like that, Shita. So what happened over here? Who is Loy Dibon the Makadesh? Who? Rav Nachman's statement, the father. So what was Tosfos having in it? That you could learn from Arvis? Well, so What was this happening that you could learn from Arvis? You thought that Arvis would work even if you didn't tell the Mekadesh.
As long as the money is being given up, even if the father is not the one receiving it.
Yeah, but then
there's no benefit.
Then Arvis works. Then it works with the Arvis, right?
I don't understand why this non-Torah Mekadesh thing matters.
No, so I'm saying according to the Shita that the Pshat is I get that know that you did that you gave someone else the money. I might say so. What?
Right, so that's a problem.
If that's a lomdus of Arvis, then the B'chir Tehim is very good. So what was the Havimina then? So the Mashal says the Havimina was Toysvus thought, like Toysvus that a Havimina. That when Rav Nachman said "Oyma Adam Lebiter Ketan Tzibik Gedoshek," he meant also that he told the Mekadesh. The Mishnah says you have to say that because the Tosfos didn't have that happen, you know. So then this, so then, what changed in Tosfos?
Then how do you say the Bechitim?
No, so Bechitim, that I'm wrong. Meaning like this, Tosfos started out with a happen, meaning this is just the beginning of how the Mishnah helps me understand the Kasha of Tosfos. It's just the beginning. Wait till we get to the end. The Mishnah's mamish Svesai Misha, yeah. Meaning, understand the problem here. What changed? B'chitim is saying that Tosfos understood as a davar poshit that if he didn't tell the Mekadesh, he can't have Arvis. Okay, so what did he think before? So the Mashal says, in Ekonami, Tosfos started out like this. Tosfos thought the Gemara must mean he told the Mekadesh too. I don't know why Tosfos had that Havamina, but that was his Havamina. So Tosfos says, if he told the Mekadesh too, he should work with an Arvis. That the answer to my kasha, the reason it can't work with an Arvis, the reason why you need Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda and Arvis was not enough of a raya, is because the pshat in Rav Nachman is he didn't tell the Mekadesh, and if he didn't tell the Mekadesh, it can't work with an Arvis. Yeah. So the way you're learning it out from Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, right?
How does Arif work? I missed that. How does Arif work in the?
That's old stuff.
I'm extensive, but what's the soda?
That's what he said. That's what I'm saying.
That the father is getting a benefit.
Arvis works that
because
when
there's a benefit there. For
Arvis
the
works that when an isha tells somebody, "Tain mona l'ploini, vani akadish loch," and he gives the money to Ploini, the hano. This is what these rishonim say. There's two mahalchim in Arvis again, but I'm going with these rishonim. The hano that I received, that the isha receives. That you gave money to somebody else on her say so. That with that anor she's mitzkadeshes midin arvish, just like an orif. An orif is mishabed himself to pay you. What does he receive to be mishabed himself to pay you? He receives that anor that you gave money to someone else, and while being soymich on him. That you were soymich on him is his anor, and in exchange for that he's mishabed himself to pay. Who adin? The Gemara says earlier on, kedushin works the same way. She has to receive something for the Kedushin, or in this case, the father of the Ketan has to receive something for the Kedushin.
What does he receive, father?
Again, the Hanot, you gave up your money on my say so, is what makes the Kedushin Bichal. That's my regular Kedushin, it doesn't matter if the father or not a father. The Gemara over there is somebody regular.
I'm talking about the case of the father.
No, that's a little different than the case of the father. The father's regular, that's regular Kedushin.
That's the Hanah that the father gets. Right?
Yeah. Joseph the Gemara said, Nav Zayin, by regular Yisha. She says, listen, Tain Lev Lev and Yakarash and Yiloch, and it works within, with the Shayim speak out, the Hanah she receives. So that's how it works. The father be marrying off Ketan is the same thing. There's no difference. Yeah? So you follow what happened here in Toys? Toys that I have a mina. That Rav Nachman's case was he did tell the Mekadesh. On that for Tosfos, so why can't you learn from Arvis? Why are you going to learn from Yosef Bayuda? Teretz is, what would you answer to that? What are you going to answer? Ah, Rav Nachman's talking about we didn't tell the Mekadesh. That's why you need Yosef Bayuda. If you didn't tell the Mekadesh, there's no Arvis over here. That's when you need Yosef Bayuda. Okay, so Zog Tosfos, 1 second. But if that's Zog Tosfos, and therefore, that's why you had to learn it out from Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. So, I'm Cain. I have a problem with that. Tosfos says, "Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, do amar the mekudeshes b'pruta achrayna atu neilav minodim loy amar klum loy lebas v'loy the mekadesh te mekudeshes." If if the reason you needed to learn out from Yosef by Yehuda is because from Nachman, some of the case where you didn't say anything to the Mekadesh, and that's why Arvis wasn't enough, and that's why you had to go to Yosef by Yehuda, and that's your Mucker, so then you should learn out from there. He didn't say anything to the Bas either. Because just like he didn't say anything to the Mekadesh over there, he didn't say anything to the Bas over there either. By Yud. He sold her, and then the other, the Meyader, the Maritz of Rishonis were not the Yid. He sold her. Adas, there could be a Yid, and then the Mekadesh with the Yid. So you should have brought a Raya, that he doesn't have to tell either one of them.
Oh, I'm just in the joke. If you say he didn't say anything. So now it's not working mitzad Arvus anymore, right? We're out of Arvus.
That's right.
What you say? He
didn't tell the Mekadesh to give it to her.
It's not Arvus. Okay.
So now, what do we want to prove from Yosef by Yehuda?
That
even if he didn't tell the Mekadesh to give it to her,
she could
go and accept it. Right. But does he have to tell her go accept it? Yes. If Nachman says the words, that you can't take away from Nachman. He says the words.
If the father says that to her.
So Frank Toysen, Nachman should have said better.
The father says nothing.
Yeah. The father shows his general das that the.
How's it working?
His father shows his father. The father tells, he says he's masking for the kedusha. Then she goes and she just like he sells it for a year. Then she goes and she takes the money from him. The father doesn't tell her to give it. The father doesn't tell her to take it. You should have put a ride to both stuff. If the Omaylo of Yosef by Yehuda, if the reason you can't use Arvis. It's because Rav Nachman's dafka talking about a case we didn't tell the Mekadesh, as opposed to Tosfos Havamina, we thought Rav Nachman talking about a case we did tell the Mekadesh. So then Rav Nachman should have gone to the other extreme entirely. Not only did he not tell the Mekadesh, he didn't tell her either. But Rav Nachman doesn't say that. He says he told the daughter. So Al Korchok Mukhruch, he couldn't say that.
But what is the possible case? It's not Eve. It's Stam
Kedush.
If a guy is going and gives money to a katana, that should be a good condition.
But let's put it this way. If the guy says, I want to marry a daughter, and the father's masking, without the father telling the Mekadesh to give it to her, and without the father telling her to take it from him, it should work.
Man's Mekadesh a katana, the father's there, and he doesn't.
It's fine.
And they just let it happen.
Yeah.
He says, oh, mazel bracha.
Yeah, but everything we don't need is a skoma. We're just saying we don't need him to tell either one of them to how to make the to metabolize the kidney. If Rav Nachman, you understand? So twice to say, if the whole reason Rav Nachman needed Rav Yosef by Yehuda and he couldn't use Arvis is because he dafka wanted a mucker for a case, we didn't say anything to the Mekadesh, then he should have said even better. He didn't say to the Mekadesh or to the Bas. But Rav Nachman doesn't say that. He says he told the Bas. Ella al korchok Tosfos continues. The Mashal Mamish walks you through this. It's Kabbalah what he does. Ella al korchok rather must be, if Rav Nachman is limiting his chiddush to a case where you told the Bas, al korchok he understood from Yosef by Yehuda that it's kilu you told the Bas. Al korchok amechira chashuva kilu amar viel the Bas is kachi biyid. The etzem sale is if he told her, I'm telling you, go and be makabel the condition for yid. So if that's true, im kain, ha-mechira namite choshev kilu amr le-mekadesh. But if that's true, then it should be nechshav, yield should be nechshav, as if he told the Mekadesh as well. If the etzem mechira is tantamount to telling her, when the time comes, I'm telling you to go and be mekabel the kedushin from him, then it's tantamount to telling that to the Mekadesh as well. No? Yeah, or whatever. Or, at the right time, I'm telling you to give it to her. When you're ready, you should give it to her. If you want, whatever.
It's a little different.
I'm saying give it to her.
Where I tell the guy, I want you to go and give this, and I bet you're listening to me.
No, but not to my Arvis. Forget Arvis for 1 second.
So now.
Oh, well, let's not jump. Let's.
Well,
that's
all getting confused.
I know. This is why the.
Why are you jumping into a year case?
Again.
We're supposed to be in the case of an.
How do you understand? Like, I want to ask you a question. This is the beauty of the Mashal. What is Dice's Kash at the end? If you just summarize, before the V.A. Shloimer, what does Tosfos want to know? Why you couldn't use Arvis as a mucker? Meaning, when I saw Tosfos Kasha, Tosfos asking one thing, why is Arvis not the mucker over here?
That's his initial question.
His initial question. When you get to the V.A. Shloimer, that's not the Kasha at all. I don't know if I realized this the first time I read it. When you finish Tosfos Kasha, that is not the Kasha that's on the table at all. He dealt with that already. You know why he can't bring a raya from Arvis? Because of Nachman, who's talking about a case where you said nothing to the Mekadesh. And if you said nothing to the Mekadesh, Arvis is off the table. But now Toys has a new kasha. What is Rav Nachman's mocker? Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda. Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda, that's where he's getting it from. Why is he getting it from Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda? Because Rav Nachman wanted a case where he didn't say nothing to the Mekadesh. Right? He didn't say nothing. So proof from there, they didn't say nothing to the Bas either. Nah, that you can't prove from there. That Rav Nachman refuses to prove from there. Why? Because Selinger is like telling her. So if Selinger is like telling her, Selinger is like telling him. If Selinger is like telling him, then Rav Nachman has no raya anymore. Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda is talking about a case where he told both of them. How could Rav Nachman bring a raya? The contraband off within Tosfos before the Vishlemer is, how could Rav Nachman bring a raya? Rav, how can Rav bring a raya or not bring a raya from Yehud if the pshat in Yehud is it's Ke'ilu we told both of them? How could you bring a raya from a case where he told both of them to a case where he did not tell the Mekadesh and he only told her? Meaning the question is Mimon of Shoch. Let's put it there. Another way to form the question. If Rav Amar Rav Nachman meant he told the Mekadesh too, then he should have brought a raya from Arvis. From Arvis. Ella, what? He didn't mean he told the Mekadesh to. He meant he didn't tell the Mekadesh. Okay, so where's he getting it from? Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda. Well, if he's not learning from there also that he didn't tell the Bas, that means he's maskim that Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda is kilu he did tell the Bas. And if he's maskim to that, he should be maskim that Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda is also kilu he told the Mekadesh. So how can he arrive from a case where he told both of them to a case where he only told her? Gevaldik. This is all Marshall speaks out to. It's all in choices, but I'm saying.
When I said, I was missing.
What? Yeah, it's very. I didn't know what he really wanted the first time I read it. This Marsha, you could let me phrase it like this. This Marsha, to this Kashan Toysvis, it's like, well, you know what the art school does to a Gemara. You know what I mean? He's not saying anything new to Marsha, but the way he lays it out for you. You follow? Yeah, what happened to the Kasha? I don't think I clapped it well. I mean, but truth is, if you sit in it long enough, you'll cop it yourself. I mean,
because when you sell, like, when you sell your daughter and you,
yeah,
you're telling both parties. You get married.
Yeah, yeah, but that's mukhra.
That's
I could have argued with that. But Toys is proving it. You know how he's proving it? Because if that's not true, then Rav Nachman should have said, Rav Nachman should have arrived from there that he didn't tell anybody anything. Why didn't he?
Why have you told the daughter?
Must be because he's moided if you told the daughter. If he's moided to that, he should be moided if he told the Mekadesh. And now he's got no raya. Huh?
Why does he go back to right now?
What?
The lot from Arvis.
No.
If you're going back, you say that
he didn't bring from Arvis. No, we have a problem. What? Arvis, we have a problem. No, I mean, Manav Shach, I'm saying. If he meant you told the Mekadesh, he should have brought a raya from Arvis. Elowat, he didn't mean that. He meant you told her and not the Mekadesh. So if that's what he means, but Torah just got through proving that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda was told that he told both of them, so he's got no raya at all.
A simple answer would be that by telling the daughter that, that's like telling the Mekadesh. Once the daughter accepts Kedushin, Tana accepts Kedushin for somebody, then the Mekadesh understands that she has Rishut, he has Rishut.
If it's like telling the Mekadesh, then the Gemara should have arrived from Arvis. It doesn't need to be Yehuda. Miman of Shach. If it's like telling the Mekadesh, you should have brought from Arvis. If it's not like telling the Mekadesh, then he's got no right from Yehuda. Because if Yehuda is like you told both, that's the Kashem Toysis.
Well. You know, from the very beginning, it's different.
What?
Arvis is a whole different, it's different. The scenario here. Even though she's getting a proof is worth a no.
There's right? A different Kashem. You have to understand why she tells Madame to Arvis.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but even here, I mean, I'm not. If in order to get Arvis, you need him to be telling somebody something, right?
Toys and Mashman, in order to be Madame to Arvis, you need that he's telling the Mekadesh.
So initially wanted to say that is the case.
Initially I just wanted to say that is the case, right?
That's the case. So right. He's talking about right. where he told the Mekadesh. Then he said, if he's telling the Mekadesh, so why?
Why didn't there's a beautiful? Right.
Question. What here? So, if that was the case, then I had a question.
Yeah.
So, if you want to say, you know, you do need a case where you didn't.
Right.
So then,
where do we see Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda that it's as if he didn't tell them a Kaddish? Because he never told them. Right? And that's why you bring a right from there. Okay, good. So, why didn't you bring a right also that he didn't tell the boss? He didn't tell the boss either. By Rabbi Yehuda, by Yehuda. Why'd you limit your raya to a case where he didn't tell the Mekadesh, but he did tell the Bas? That's the next question. The answer to that must be because you're admitting that Yid is as if he told the Bas. Once you're admitting that, you should admit that Yid is as if he told the Mekadesh. And once you're saying that, you have no raya anymore to your case. Mekadesh? No, because if the Etzim Mechira, if we're saying that the Etzim Mechira is Kilu is saying to her, be Makaba the Kedusha for me, then you can, by the same logic, you could say that the Etzim Mechira is to be telling Makadish, or other, you be Makadish. It's the same logic. Yeah, that's what my Mashal brings out with the. So what's the Territ? Yishloimar, that it's not true. What we built up is not—it's not true. The lawyer have a lawyer, my lawyer, the lawyer, my law. Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda is as if he told nobody. That svara that the mechira is like is telling them is not emes. So what was our problem with that before? Now, because Tosis has to fix something. Because before that wasn't good enough for us. Why was that not good enough for us before? Because we said if that's true,
why does he have to tell the daughter?
Then why does he? Then in Rabbi Nachman's case, why does he even have to tell the daughter? In Nachman's case, don't even tell the daughter. Don't even tell the daughter. Zok Toysvis, Elohochi Moichiach, meaning, what, if that's what you're trying to prove from Yosef Ayuda, then you should prove that you don't have to tell the daughter either. Right. So he says to us, Elohochi Moichiach, This is what Tois is saying, I think. In the Kasha, we said that if Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda means you never told the Mekadesh, then he also means you never told the Bas. And if he also means that, and that's what you're learning out from Yosi by Yehuda, if the Chiddush you're learning out from Yosi by Yehuda is that he never told the Mekadesh, then for the same token, you should learn out the Chiddush and never told the Bas. And that's what they're coming to learn. Yeah? So Tois is answering. He's answering like this. He's answering the raya that he's bringing from Yisrael Yehuda has nothing to do with telling. It's just to show that she has the ability to make a kinyan. It's just to show she has the ability to make a kinyan. Because if it wouldn't be true that in Kedushin in general, the father is given a rishos. Yeah? So just like by Yid. When he sells her, it's as if he's selling her al das that the husband could, that the other could do yid with her. So even though he doesn't tell her anything, but he's selling her with that das, and we see she can make a kinyan, she can makabel the etzem kedushin. So adin and kedushin ba'alma, we're being arrived from there that she can make a kinyan, she can be zoiche in the etzem kedushin. That's the right we're being from Yosef Yehuda.
And in this case, you have to tell her to get kedushin because otherwise we wouldn't build it. We wouldn't. She can't do it on her own. Just like a huge, she can't do it on her own.
That's what he's saying.
Regular kedushin,
right?
Right. That's what he's saying. Either.
He's saying about it. Right. Vada, we're not bringing any rayas from Yosef Yehuda. We kept a raya from Yosef Yehuda that just like over there, he didn't say go out and get it. Here, he didn't say. Because the pshat is over here, right? Over here, over there, the etzim yid shows that I'm giving you a shush to do it, and that's the whatever it is. That's the mitzvah. That's the din the Torah. That's enough that the other can make yid with her. But she can be normal kedushin. If you need, since she's still brishus aviyah, or she, if I need the father to tell her, okay, I want you to go and become the kedushin. If I you need that, when I bring rabbis from Yisrael, who do the gabi that? The only rabbi bringing from Yisrael is the gabi her koyach to be kind of. That's exactly right.
She has a yad of the father, though. It's coming from the father.
Avadi, she needs the rishus of the father because kedusha can't work by katana without the rishus of the father. So tziva kibli is her giving is the rishus.
So the initial question of Tos is coming from the perspective. Tos
thought, yeah, Tos is initially
father.
Thought that.
You see, the father has the ability to do this.
Tos thought the riot. Oh, the original kasha.
The original kasha.
Yeah.
He saw the point of saying from Yehuda.
The
father has this ability to give over this kasha.
Right.
I'm saying that's not it at all.
That's not it at all.
The father.
The father, such a thing. Right. The Maram.
Once you get to the father, well,
I'll tell you the lashon of the Maram in Tosfos Teretz. I don't know if Maram understood Tosfos kasha the same way as the Mashal, but I happen to love what the Mashal said. But look, in his Teretz, He says, Elohim Muchach, the Ketana Yeshlo Yad, that's Tosis, that the Iker Raya we're bringing is Ketana Yeshlo Yad. Pirish, the Maram says, even though Ketana Yeshlo Yad, Mikomokim Tzorich Loim Allah, he still has to tell it, Tziva Kibli. Go get it. Why? Tohi Bishu Savio. She's in his Israel, Zvah, the Gabi Yid, Miskadesh, Alpha Gab, the Kotsav, a Tosis, Besomich, Damachir Loya, Biloy, Koimer Loy. Then, right, even though Tosis says in his Teretz that the Mechir is not like he's saying, telling the boss to do it.
But that's
because there's a cost of years. That's because the fact that he's going to tell her go get it, that's because there's a cost of years. That part we cannot borrow from years. Avada by regulation tell her go get it. But what we are saying is the same, is the koyach of her yad to take it. Because that Tosis understood. That if that Tosis understood, there's an important point. If that would not be true in general, then the Torah would not have made up that din over here. Meaning, even though this is a gezeiras kosev, you hear? Klape, that's what's coming out from Tosis, but I'm speaking out. And Tosis' Teretz, what's coming out is, Klape, I have to tell you to go receive the money. That we're going to say, it's different than everywhere else. It's a gezeiras special gezeiras kosev. Everyone else has got to say, Tzi'iva kibbut kudosha, but he doesn't got to say. That's the din of it. But Klape, the yad for the makabalit, that about the twice understood is that if it's true by yid, it must be true with all three of them. In other cases,
you don't necessarily have to say that when it comes to the Kazerah Shabbos. You can simply say Kazerah Shabbos, and that's it. Stop.
I mean, yeah, but Toys is held in Svara that that's Shver. All of a sudden, the Torah should come into a cotton that doesn't exist anywhere else. L'chore Toysel, like, finds
how does that work?
How does that work? Mechatesi.
Such an exception.
Yid, we understand, because the whole Torah Sayyid, I mean, the other part of Toys we understand better. He doesn't have to tell her to go out and get it, because the whole Torah Sayyid is that he's giving over for this to begin with. It's
fine.
You know,
part and parcel of the whole thing.
Yeah. But to say, there's a special kidney that doesn't exist anywhere else. That's what I just didn't want to say. And Mamela, that was the right ring of Yisrael. There's nothing to do with telling her, not telling her. That wasn't the discussion. Had that been the discussion? So Tosis says it's Shver. The Raya was the Gat Lagabe, her Yad, to accept the Kedushin.
So this whole...
Which Mamela leads us to Tosis' follow-up, Kasha. Make a Tosis, cotton to have a Yad. That's the problem, yeah.
So that this whole svara of how that works is only if you hold lav l'kedushin nitnu.
This whole discussion is only by lav l'kedushin nitnu, correct.
Because if you hold that nal is, there's no kinyan.
The father would have made the kinyan, yeah, in a kinyan, the father made the kinyan, the initial kesef, the father made the kinyan. You have no raya, that's why the whole discussion doesn't begin, that's correct. No, it's a complicated tosis.
I know.
It's geschmack.
We're discussing.
It would have been kedai to come before. I warned Ellie. What? Not bad. So let's just finish off. Mamela, we have the next kashan tosis, which is, what do you find that a cotton can have a yad? Dim toimar. Where is it?
Yeah, but you see a kedai that has a yad.
Yes, that's the kashan. Hey, Achim is Kadesh, but I'm a lot of Eve Kibdi Kudisha Kadusha. The little cotton less lace is Chim in that Torah.
That's not a cash.
Meaning,
if she was married and it's Amalon is Gash or something, or she was sold, I mean, it's all over, no?
No.
Let's say not this case.
No, a cotton doesn't have
Schim in that
Torah. Once she gets married.
Once she gets married.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Once she gets married, she's a Shifka. And she's Messiahidus and she gets divorced. She goes back to her father.
I mean, if it's Nisuin,
if
she has Nisuin, she doesn't go back to her father. But
exactly. She's a Ketana.
That doesn't mean
11.
That doesn't mean she can be quite. That doesn't mean she can be Sekhidushin herself. She has to wait a year.
You're right.
But where do you find that a Ketana could have a yad? That's the kasha. I mean, Tosis is saying it's not some kind of special yid dikadin. It's something we can learn out to all Kedushin. If that's true, then that means it's true in Kol Torah Kula. Where do you find such a thing? Yeah? Everyone was a special din in here. The Tosafot was saying you can apply it anywhere else and fine, but we say we could apply it. We say we could apply it to regular Kedushin. So, what do you? Frank Tosafot, hey, one of the good people there. I'll cotton less lips given a Toyo. Can the match better come to him and see that you'd be is a Katana in the Yadlus Hois Batsmo? We are meeting the Matsias that cotton, the Yasi, anybody gets a gomer a little bit of Rayam. Cotton finds something and you steal it from him. Midrabanan, that's called Gezel. Midrash, it's not called Gezel because it's not his. You can't make Kenyon. Bishlam, I understand. Tossam dinu shetizke bishar. Shainam lechidush b'alma. Yid, I could always say is different because she's not making a Kenyon on anything. She doesn't have a yad to be zoiche in anything by Yid. How does the Kedusha work by Yid? She's potter for working. But I know that she's potter for working. She's miskadeshes. But she never made took kesef and made a kinyan on it. So you could say that's different. Being moichel the shiva is different than accepting money. But Agamar is talking about accepting money.
So you don't need a kinyan by you?
You could be mechalek.
The Adam never made a kinyan.
You're mechalek, that the mechilas hashibud is not, when we say a kona in la yad, it means it can't be kind of things. The mechilas hashibud is not being kind of things.
But he's kona, but the Adam is kona.
Kona her, of course. Yes. But we're not talking about kona her. We're talking about how she kona. Vadi is kind of her. With mechilat hashiva, what I'm saying.
But you can only kona something from someone that has a yad to.
Why? No.
Why
I'm saying,
not?
Saying because.
In this case, only
because you could be, because it's clear that there's a difference between saying, "I'm meichel, you're working for me," and with the nard you see that I'm meichel, you're working for me, I'm a kaddish, and saying, "Here's money, be koined to the money," and with that I'm being a kaddish. So Tais is saying, if Yid was the only right to such a thing, I'd be mechalik and say, that's different because mechilas hashibud. But to be koin of the kesef? To be koin of the kesef? Where do we find that a cut to be koin of the kesef? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You could be mechalik. Yeah, in the Yad Lizkois. But the law of being mechalik hashibud that you do have. But Yad Lizkois is something else. So Tosa says, Erechinami. There is such a thing as a coin being coined as something under the Raisa level. And that's what we call Das Acheres Machne. When you have the Das of the Machne giving it to you, and the Machne is a Godel, that Das enables you also to be coined under the Raisa.
In everything? A coin can be coined.
I'm not saying it works all the time, or I don't know, but under the Raisa, but he's saying at least under the Raisa level it works. Das Acheres Machne.
Dal are the ones I'm more worried about, though.
No, bad, it always works. It works by, that's the Gemara in the Sukkah. That's the Gemara in Sukkah, on the first day of Sukkot. If you want your cotton to use your lulav, make sure you're Yoitze before you makne to him. Why? Because when you makne to him, he's coined it. But he cannot be makne it back.
Back.
Why is he coined it when you makne to him? What's the difference between, why? Why can he be koine but he can't be makne? Teres is a chore das a chores makne. That's how it's working. So we see it does work. La locha. So Zoktoy says that's how it's working over here also. And he brings an interesting raya. Kidimashma, how do you know das a chores makne works for a katan? Toy says a raya from Gemara and Gidin Samachay. You look up the Gemara. When you got up to this part of Toy says, look up the Gemara. Gidin Samachay. Gidin Samachay. What does it say over there? It says over there, the parak of Chisda Domar, Echadzev Echadzev Koinalatzmoi, Ve'inu Zoichalachim. But Chisda says, a katon, Echadzev Echadzev just means two different types of katanim. A little bit younger, a little bit older, but they're both katanim, yeah? They can be Koinalatzmom, but they cannot be Zoichalachim. But they can't be Zoichal for others. And the Gemara asks on Rav Chisda, Ma'ahidoim Adam Abdul Shevchasa Ebriim, Hey, the Marz Lalu, if they man Meisher Sheni, a person that wants to be poyde his own Meisher Sheni, in order to that he should not have to schlep the fruits to Yerushalayim, so that person has to add a chomish. But if somebody else is poyde, if somebody else buys it off, if someone else is poyde in the Meisher Sheni from somebody else, there's no din of chomish. So there it says you can make a trick and be makne your ma'aser sheni to your son who's a gadol, or to your eved, or to your shivcha. And no, not be makne them the makne. Be makne them money. Now it's their money, and tell them be poyed to the ma'aser sheni for me. And when they poyed the ma'aser sheni for you, they're zoichid for you. It's a way out. So Gemara said over there, it says eved v'shivcha ivrim. A shivcha ivris by definition is a ketana. You can't have a shivcha ivris that's a gadolah. Right? Because she's out already. So the Gemara says, Shivchei, but Ketani. So Gemara is bringing a kashan of Chisda. Or Chisda said, they could be kaidah for themselves, but not for others. And here you see, she was zoicha in the Maizu Shady for her other. How could it be? So in the Dach, the Gemara pushes it off, but Atzitz Shen, Anokav, Derabanan. It's with all Maizu Shady, it was only Derabanan to get Maizu Shady anyway, because it was grown in an Atzitz Shen, Anokav, it wasn't grown mamish on the ground. And it's only Derabanan. Michla, that implies that means that what the Gemara was trying to prove from there is that it could even be if the dichoy to the raya was that it was Meister Sheni the Rabbanan, it means the havamin of the raya was it's deraisa. And what was the Gemara trying to prove? That it could even be zoicha lacherim. Now that proof didn't work, but that's mashma though that when Rav Chisda said they could be koin alatzmam. And that chiluk of Chisda's statement, we don't ask any kashas on. He meant koinu latzmam min deraisa. So the mashmos of the Gemara is that was what Chisda was saying, that the din of koinu latzmam works even deraisa.
And that's a concept that the Gemara discusses, how the ketanim can get a yerusha in the aretz. That the Gemara there that see him.
That's very smakne.
Is that where that's coming from as well?
Is that in the same sugi over there? I don't know.
No,
I don't. I'm not sure. Tomorrow we will learn the next Taisvis. I think it'll take shorter, so we'll still have time for Seder tomorrow to start the next Gemara. So don't worry. Don't be nervous.